我哋嘅经文，今日经文嚟自哥罗西书一章九至十四节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 through 14.
我哋会一齐用广东话读，然后再一齐用英文读。
We will first read this verse in unison together in Cantonese and then in English.
哥罗西书九一章九节，因此我们从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善根结果子渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的权能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9. Let's read this together. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
今日我哋有郑真源传道为我哋讲嘅系改变生命的祷告。
Today we have our brother Jin Chung bring today's message titled "The Prayer That Transforms Lives Part 2."
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Could we greet one another by saying, "Welcome back, Grace Church." It's good to see you.
大家向周围嘅人打个招呼，好高兴翻嚟音乐堂见到你哋。
Well, it is my pleasure to be able to share today's passage with you this morning.
好高兴今天早上同你哋分享今日嘅经文。
Would you join me in a prayer?
让我哋一齐先祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence.
希望我哋喺你嘅面前去俯伏敬拜。
We pray that your word may be our only rule this morning.
愿你今天早上你嘅话语成为我哋唯一嘅准则。
And that as we receive your word, your Holy Spirit may be our only teacher.
让你的圣灵成为我们唯一的导师。
And that your glory alone may be our supreme goal.
而你的荣耀是我们唯一的所渴望的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求。Amen.
A few weeks ago, we have seen earlier in April that the nature of Paul's transformative prayer.
四月头的时候，我们讲过保罗这个祈祷一个改变生命的本质。
Those of you who weren't here in earlier April, you can go to our website and listen to our sermon there as well.
如果你当日不在那里的时候，你可以在网上重温这段的讲道。
And today we are returning to that prayer, a prayer that is gospel-centered that reflects and points us to Jesus Christ.
而今日我哋会提到就系话呢个祈祷系一个以福音为中心嘅祈祷，去向帮我哋去指向耶稣基督。
We can notice that Paul's prayer is not rooted in necessity per se.
咁你可以睇到保罗嘅祈祷唔系建基于佢嘅需要
，but it is rooted in the richness of Christ's work that is already accomplished for us.
而系基于耶稣基督嘅丰富嘅工作，而呢个工作已经为我哋系达成咗噶啦。
And in earlier April, we saw that the nature of our prayer often stems out of our urgency or necessity of our physical needs.
我哋上一次讲到嘅时候都提过，我哋嘅祈祷好多时都系基于我哋个迫切性或者我哋个人上嘅需要。
We saw that it is right that everyone does that, and we're not saying that is wrong. However,
我哋冇话呢样嘢系错，好多人都系咁样做，但系。
As the one who is included in God's grace and redemption, we ought to see one step more and deeper and further than that.
但我哋喺神嘅恩典，喺神嘅救赎工作里边，我哋更加需要睇得更加深。
And we learned that from Colossians 9, chapter 1, 9 to 14.
我哋喺哥罗西书一章九节到十四节就会睇到。
This Paul's prayer for the Colossian church is not reactive per se.
保罗为哥罗西教会嘅呢个祈祷唔系只系一个反应式嘅祈祷
，but it's a reflective prayer.
而系一个反省嘅。
As Paul responds to the fruit he sees in the Colossian church and a longing for their continued growth, increase in the knowledge of God's will.
是看到哥罗西教会他们所生出来的果子，而是希望他们是更加有更加在神里面更加多的成长。
In that same manner, prayer in the New Testament is often, if not always, a spiritual discipline shaped by the gospel itself.
很多时候新约圣经里面的祈祷都是好像一个属灵的操练一样，是被这个福音去模造。
It's a spiritual discipline
是属灵的操练
that is shaped by the gospel
是被福音去塑造
that is also sustained by the intercession of Christ
也都是被耶稣基督的代求去维系
and it is also applied into our daily lives by the grace of God through the power of the Holy Spirit.
而亦都系藉住神嘅恩典，通过圣灵嘅大能，系应用喺我哋嘅生命上边。
That's the transformative, powerful prayer that changes life.
呢个就系能够改变生命嘅一个祈祷嘅能力。
It is initiated and taught by Christ, offered to the Father, and made effectual by the Spirit.
系藉住耶稣基督所起始，系成就，然后献上俾父神，然后喺。圣灵里边去实行出嚟。
As real as it can get, such a prayer is an act of faith.
呢个祈祷系用信心去行出嚟。
It is a forward-looking spiritual practice for not just the Christians in the Colossian church, but Christians here this morning in Grace Church.
唔系只系喺俾哥罗西嘅教会，而系喺俾今日喺你呢一度嘅人。
It is a gift of grace.
是一个恩典的礼物。
Because faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, according to Hebrews 11 and 1.
根据希伯来书的十一章一节，信是所望之事的实体，未见之事的确据。
So as metaphorically speaking, the past, the present, and future accomplished work of Christ is all summed up in his prayer.
所以在保罗里面，耶稣基督过去、现在、将来的工作，亦都在这个祈祷上面是总结了上来。
It includes the things of the past because in verse 9, it starts from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you.
包含了过去的工作，因为第九节他们讲到说，从那天保罗听到之后，他就不住地为他们祈祷。
His continual prayer is grounded in what he previously affirmed.
他的祈祷是建基在他之前已经确定了的事实上。
It is that the Colossians church had heard and believed the word of truth, the gospel, in verse 5, and they were bearing fruit through the Spirit, in verse 6.
第五节他说哥罗西的教会听过神，看到神的工作，然后第六节讲到哥罗西教会的信徒是有这个果子，结出属灵的果子。
Paul's witnessing that these people are believing the word of the truth, word of the gospel of Christ.
我来看到见证到他们这些哥罗西的信徒是相信神的工作，神的话语。
Even though he did not physically see with his own eyes, he's hearing from others that the gospel is at work and it is bearing fruits.
纵使他不是亲眼看到，但是他听到从其他的消息里看到这个福音在他们身上结出果子。
And in response, his prayer is not out of sad or not out of encouragement, but it is out of joyful confidence.
而他的祈祷是不是因为是悲哀，而是充满了一个信心和喜乐。
That at least for the church in the Colossia, the Christ is sufficient and the Spirit's sanctifying work is evident.
而在这个哥罗西教会里面，耶稣基督的工作是足够，同埋圣灵的工作是很明显被人看到的。
So with that in mind, Paul's hopeful prayer for the Colossian church is not some sort of self-improvement.
所以保罗的这个充满了盼望的祈祷，不是只是说要让他们个人能够是更加进步。
It is not ethical alone.
不是只是单单在道德上。
But it is a way of living like Christ.
而是有一个生命是活得更像耶稣基督。
The prayer is lifted up to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, depending on the power of the Spirit, so that these people may live like Christ himself.
这个祈祷献上给父神，藉着耶稣基督，然后也都是在圣灵里面有个大能，让他们是活得更像耶稣基督。
That's why the powerful transformative prayer can change life.
所以这个祈祷满有能力的祈祷能够改变生命。
Because his prayer cannot be separated from Christ himself.
因为这个祈祷不能够从耶稣基督里面分开出来。
Now those of you who are intellectually having a dialogue with me this morning, can ask the question of the Christ-centered prayer here.
你们可以问我关于这个以基督为中心的祈祷是什么？
The Christ-centered prayer for Paul is evident by looking at what's following in the letter.
保罗这个以基督为中心的祈祷是很明显的证明出来，是可以藉着这封书信余下来的章。
Because from verse 15 and onward, Apostle Paul is magnifying the preeminence of Christ to the Colossian church.
因为在15节打后下来，都是保罗让哥罗西教会看到耶稣基督怎么彰显。
Christ is the image of the invisible God.
耶稣基督是那个不能见的神的像。
Paul's prayer therefore points us toward Christ and Christ as the head of the church.
保罗的祈祷帮我们指向耶稣基督，而耶稣基督就是教会的头。
Because Christ is at the center, beginning and the end of his prayer is not some sort of an abstract ideal.
因为这样，这个祈祷不是只是一些的抽象的理想。
But it is a practical and pastoral desire for the church to be rooted in Christ and Christ alone.
而是一个作为一个牧者，他渴望他的信徒是他的根基是建在耶稣基督上面。
Why? Because Christ is the image, the exact imprint of invisible God.
因为基督就是这个不能见的神的本体的像。
For that reason, it is a confession of faith as well.
这个就是一个认信一个承认自己的信仰。
It is a confession of faith that God is with the Colossian church and He is at work.
这个就是神是同哥罗西教会一起，神在当中有工作。
But what's the first thing that he prays about for the Colossian church?
咁保罗赞美哥罗西教会嘅第一样嘢系乜嘢咧
？In verse 9, Paul's faithful prayer deals with knowledge.
第一样嘢佢提到嘅就系话佢哋嘅悟性、智慧、悟性上边。
Even in his prayer is dealing with knowledge first, something that needs to be taught.
纵使在祈祷上面，他都讲到智慧先，这件事是需要被教导的。
So in that sense, pastor or any leader of a church must pray and teach at the same time.
所以作为教会的领袖或者是牧者，他首先的工作是祈祷和去教导。
I'm realizing that so much more, not in the church setting, but in my family setting.
咁我睇到呢樣嘢咧，唔係話淨係喺教會嘅一個層面上面，而喺家庭上面一樣。
Or in my relationship setting with others，
又或者係我同其他人嘅關係嘅上面。
We say one thing，
我哋講一樣嘢
，and we say the thing that is true in the biblical sense。
我哋講一樣嘢喺聖經上面講係真嘅。
But without prayer。
但如果冇祈祷嘅时候
，it does not have an effect on the person。
咁对嗰个人系冇影响嘅。
In other words, teaching alone is only the halfway。
换句话讲，教导只系其中嘅一部分。
You must pray for the people who is learning and growing and becoming more like Christ。
你要为嗰啲你教导紧嘅人去祈祷，让佢哋系成长，更加像耶稣基督。
This is not just modeling after Paul's prayer, but this is the very nature of intercessory prayer of Christ himself.
这个不是只是单单仿效保罗的祈祷，而是耶稣基督为门信徒祈祷的一个模式。
We can say all things that are true according to the Bible.
我们可以说根据圣经所讲的真理讲出来。
We have a discernment wisdom to pinpoint and analyze what's wrong and what's going on at that situation.
我哋能够系分辨喺嗰个状况里边有啲咩啱，有啲咩错。
And we can provide the answer.
我哋能够俾个答案。
But if you stop there,
但如果你净系停喺嗰度嘅时候
，it's almost like you're planting a seed of a plant, but you're not watering.
就好似你将个种子埋喺地上边。但是你冇俾淋水。
You're not taking care of that seed, that knowledge planted.
咁你就冇去好好嘅照料呢个种子或者呢个知识。
That is worse than teaching.
咁比教导更加差。
So leaders of this church.
所以教会嘅领袖。
When we are teaching.
咁当我哋教导嘅时候。
When we are praying for the growing of the knowledge of God in our people.
为我们的信徒在基督的智慧和悟性上面成长的时候
I pray that we would also first be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
让我们每一个人都首先是充满神的智慧和悟性
Now the knowledge that Paul is praying is not somethingIt's not like any mystical, unexperienced, new revealed knowledge.
咁保罗所祈祷嘅呢个智慧悟性，唔系一啲好神秘、一啲新嘅嘢。
He's not praying for the Colossians church to have some sort of a new revelation from God that they did not have before.
唔系为哥罗西教会去得到一啲从神而嚟新嘅启示，系佢哋未得过嘅。
He's not saying their wisdom and understandings were physical, so therefore now they need spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's not what he's saying.
保罗唔系话佢哋从前所得嘅一啲嘅实体嘅证明，而家佢哋需要一啲咧系属灵嘅证明，唔系咁样讲。
And some of us are also anticipating that sort of new revelation or new knowledge.
我哋有啲人都会可能系期待紧一啲新嘅启示、新嘅知识。
If that is you, I encourage you to read through Apostle Paul's epistles.
如果你系咁样嘅时候咧，我鼓励你去睇再读保罗嘅书信。
Once you do that, we will realize that it is Christ Himself who is wisdom embodied and full and final revelation of God's will to us.
如果你睇到嘅时候咧，你睇到就系耶稣基督系喺我哋嘅生命上边去彰显咗神，系一个神实体嘅证明。
The spiritual wisdom here is what Jesus perfectly displayed throughout His earthly ministry.
这个属灵智慧耶稣基督所表明出来的就是通过他在地上的工作事工里面给我们看到。
He taught with authority.
他用有一个权能去教导。
He lived with holy discernment.
他有一个属灵的分辨的能力。
And he obeyed the Father's will even unto death.
并且他顺服神的旨意，以致甚至于死。
That's the spiritual wisdom.
这个是个属灵的智慧。
In Colossians 2:3, it says, In Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
哥罗西书二章三节，他说一切的智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
You see, according to Colossians 2:3, knowing God's will.Refers to a spirit-enabled understanding of His revealed will in the Scripture.
根据呢节嘅经文，认识神嘅旨意就系喺圣经上边去睇到神喺我哋身上面。
In other words, Christ, the incarnate Word, is the wisdom for us.
所以耶稣基督佢道成肉身。就是我们的智慧。
Furthermore, Jesus is not merely the Word or merely a revelation of God's will for us.
再者，耶稣基督不单止只是给我们看到只是神的话语或者是神的旨意。
Then what is He?
那是什么呢?
He is God's will incarnate.
是神的旨意道成肉身。
He is God's revealed Himself.
是神在他里面去彰显自己。
Therefore, listen carefully, church.
所以我们要听小心。
To know God's will is to know Christ Himself.
要认识神的旨意就是认识耶稣基督自己。
This is based on Hebrews 1:1-3.
这个是基于希伯来书一章一至到三节。
So to have spiritual wisdom and understanding means to have Christ.
所以就话要有属灵的智慧和悟性，就是要有基督。
And to have Christ means to live like Christ.
要有基督就是要活着像基督。
And to be more like Him.
更加像耶稣基督。
So Paul's prayer is that believers would mirror this Christ-like wisdom as they walk in a manner worthy of our Lord Jesus.
所以保罗的祈祷就是说要有这个属灵的智慧，就是我们行事为人上面去反映了耶稣基督。
Now, some of you may ask, how can you increase in Christ?
有些人说我们怎样去更加像耶稣基督呢？
How can we increase in the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual understandings and wisdom?
我们怎样在属灵五星上面更加认识神，更加得到神的智慧呢？
We will see and surely, but it is because the sanctification is a process for us.
因为这个成圣在我们的生命上面是一个过程。
In verse 10, it says, So, you know, with all the knowledge,So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
在第十节他说好叫你们行事为人是对得起主。
Now this knowledge has a goal.
这个知识智慧是有一个目标的。
And the goal is a transformed new way of life.
这个目标就是一个新的生命，一个改变的生命。
To have Christ is not just to go and be presented holy and blameless before God himself.
去得到耶稣基督，唔系单单要喺神嘅面前系无罪无咎。
It is to live a life that is worthy of his death.
系要活一个生命咧，系配得起主嘅死。
It is as if you are living up to the person who has donated the one organ that you need to survive.
就好似要活一个生命咧，系配得起嗰个人为你献上呢个一个内脏，以致你能够去存活。
To have Christ means to live for Christ.
去有得到基督就系要为基督而活。
To have Christ means to live with Christ.
去有基督就系要与基督同活。
And to pray a gospel-centered prayer means to have Christ in our daily walk.
系以祈祷一个以基督为中心嘅祈祷，就系我哋每一日嘅生命里边系与基督同行。
Daily walk means more than just one day of the week, which is Sunday.
每日同行唔系话只系一个礼拜嘅一日，星期日。
Jesus did not die on the cross so we can just devote our Sundays alone to Christ.
耶稣基督喺十字架上面为我死，唔系只系为咗我哋一个礼拜一日去献上俾佢。
Now to walk worthily means to live in light of Christ's lordship.
活一个生行事为人配得起主，就系话以基督为我哋嘅主，为我哋嘅首。
So it means that now, knowing God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding in Christ, Christ Himself is our standard and is our source of our strength to walk in a worthy manner.
即系话耶稣基督而家系我哋生命嘅标准。同埋系我哋行事为人点样去配得起佢。
To have Christ as our Lord means we no longer have the final sayings on our own.
以基督为我哋嘅主，就即系话我哋唔再系我话事嗰、那个。
Our spouse，
我哋嘅配偶
，nor our children。
不是我们的配偶，不是我们的儿女
，nor our teachers，
不是我们的教师
，and to take one step further， nor our parents，
甚至乎不是我们的父母
，when they are in disagreement with the teachings of Christ in the Bible，
当他们所讲的是与神在圣经上面的教导是相违背的时候
，Jesus has the final sayings，
耶稣基督是最终。话事那个、
And that's the wisdom, the fear of the Lord, the Proverbs 3 is talking about.
这个就是说我们怎么去敬畏神这件事。
Just as Jesus obeyed the Father in all things,
好像耶稣基督凡事上都是跟随顺服神。
He is calling us to walk as he walked.
他呼召我们与他一起同行。
Now it is not a call to a legalism.
这个不是说我们要是奉行一个律法主义
But it is called to gospel submission.
而是呼召我们在福音上面要顺服
A life that we have received by grace.
一个生命是我们藉着恩典去得到
And now a life that reflects that grace we received freely in our union with Christ.
而这个生命呢就反映了我们得到这个恩典藉住同耶稣基督联合。
So think of this walk as not perfection.
所以谂下呢个与基督同行唔系一种话要点样去达到完美。
But think of it as a steady, grace-enabled, march one step at a time toward Christ's image.
而系一步一步稳定嘅，系藉住呢个恩典，慢慢嘅步向更加像耶稣基督。
That in Reformed tradition, that is called sanctification.
在一个改革中的传统，这个过程我们称之为成圣。
And in our sanctification, we model after Jesus' own obedience during his incarnate life.
这个圣事，在这个圣事的过程上，我们仿效耶稣基督在地上做的事工的时候，他那个顺服。
Now have Jesus' earthly ministry and have Paul's prayer side by side now.
有基督的地上的事工和保罗的祈祷并行。
Just as Jesus bore fruit in every good work,
就像耶稣基督在任何的善事上去结出果子。
Every good work of Jesus. So Paul prays the believers would bear fruit likewise.
同样的，保罗为信徒去祈祷，让他们能够结出果子。
So to walk worthily in is to walk in union with Christ by the Spirit.
行事为人配得起主，就是与基督同行，藉着他的圣灵。
And once those who are united to Christ reflect Christ's character in word, in deed, and in thoughts, and in motivations.
当我们与基督去联合的时候，无论是我们的动机、我们的思想、行为、言语，都去反映耶稣基督。
And to manifest or reflect who Christ is in our life means...
而在我们生命上反映耶稣基督的是哪一个，这个意思是什么呢？
By the virtue of the nature of the redemption we have in union with Christ, Jesus is not just our mere example.
耶稣基督在我们身上成就这个救赎的工作，耶稣基督不单止只是一个、在我们做一个榜样。
He is more than our example.
他比我们做一个榜样更加多。
Yes, he is the one who walked perfectly before the Father.
他在父神上边，在父神的面前是行为完全的。
Yes, he's calling us to walk after his footsteps in our sanctification.
但他呼召我们在我们成圣的路上边呢，去跟他的脚步而行。
But if he stopped there, he's just an example for us to never be able to reach.
但如果我们就是停在那里的时候，他只不过给我们做一个榜样的时候，我们不能够去达到那个目标。
It's like the carrot that you hang from the top of the horse's head that he could never eat it, but he would continue to move forward.
就好像你将一条萝卜是钉在只马的前面，那只马只不过是继续去追那条的萝卜，他吃不到的。
But what does that mean that he's more than an example?
咁佢话，我哋话耶稣基督唔单止只系一个榜样，系咩意思咧？
In his perfect walk,
喺佢完全嘅行为上边，
he fulfilled all righteousness on behalf of us.
佢代我哋去成就咗完美嘅公义，完全嘅公义。
Is not just the person who calls us to follow his perfect steps.
他不是只是呼召我们去跟随那种完美的模式去行。
But he's also the one who is enabling us to walk that steps.
而是他也都帮助我们去这样行。
But what is greater is that he has already fulfilled our imperfect walk in Christ when he was here.Perfectly, actively, passively obey to God.
更甚的就是说，他当在地上的时候，他所有的做的事都是完全是顺服神，并且是完全的公义。
When we know that he is the commander, he is the fulfiller, and he is our example,
当我们知道他是我们的元帅，他是我们的榜样，他是帮我们去成就了这件事的时候，
Once we know that he has accomplished the works for us on behalf of us and applied to us,
当我们知道他为我们去完成了这件工作，并且将这件事情呢是应用在我们的身上的时候，
we find ourselves wanting to follow him even more.
我们就会发觉我们更加想的去跟随他。
That is why Paul begins by praying for that knowledge.
所以保罗开始祈祷的时候，就是说为到那种的智慧去祈祷。
The knowledge of Christ and what he has done.
这个在基督上面所得的知识智慧 認識祂為我們所做的。
And properly responding to that knowledge and spiritual wisdom.
而合適的去反映了，是藉著屬靈的智慧去反映了這種的知識。
Which, if taken properly, would produce a walk, a lifestyle that is worthy of the Lord.
是能夠去行出一個生命呢，在行事為人上面是能夠是配得起主的。
Grace Church, brothers and sisters, where are you in that walk?
恩若堂的弟兄姊妹，你在这个路程上面，你在哪里呢？
Are you still at the first stage where your knowledge of God's will is not producing fruits or a new way of walking?
是不是只是在仍然在这个起步的时候，在神的旨意上面还未能够去生出果子呢？
Or are you in the place where you know that Jesus died for us? You know he has set us an example. You know he accomplished everything for us. But yet, it's so hard to live like him.
又或者你是不是在那个地方，你知道耶稣基督为你死，为你所成就的，但是你觉得很难去为他而活呢？
Wherever you are in that walk, I encourage you today.
无论你在任何哪一个的地步，我今天鼓励你。
The one way that is so assuring in the Bible to bear fruit is already given to us in the Gospel of John.
在圣经里面有一个地方，就是在约翰福音里面给我们看到，就是说一个确据是我们能够去结出果子的。
Are you not sure whether you have the right knowledge?
如果你不肯定你是不是有这个正确的知识的时候，
You're not sure whether you're bearing the fruit that pleases God?
你不肯定你是不是结出这个果子是让神喜悦的。
Are you not sure that you're bearing fruit in every good work and increasing the knowledge of God as it says in verse 10?
你不肯定你在你的结出的果子是让人能够去对神的知识是增长的时候，好像第十节所说。
Jesus reminds us in John 15:5.
保罗在约翰福音十五章五节提醒我们，
That he, Jesus, is true vine.
耶稣基督是那个真葡萄树。
And believers are the branches.
而信徒是那个枝子。
We cannot do anything apart from Christ.
如果我们离开耶稣基督的时候，我们不能够做什么。
You may think you can do something, but they not be pleasing to God.
你以为你可以做一些事，但是这些事不能够取悦神。
Because all good fruits comes through union with Him.
因为所有的好的果子都是要同耶稣基督联合。
In other words, fruit bearing is only possible through abiding in Christ.
换句话说，结出好果子唯一能够发生的就是说在基督的里面联合。
If you are abiding in Christ,
如果你是在基督的里面，
you have no way to change or even stop from bearing good fruits.
你是不可能不结出好果子的。
As long as you are abiding in Jesus who has died for you,
只要你是与基督去联合，在基督的里面，基督为你死，
you're going to bear good fruits whether you know it or not.
无论你知道与否都好，你一定会结出好果子。
Because the bearing fruit power is in Christ, not in the branches.
因为结出好果子的这个能力是在基督的里面，而不是在这个枝子的上面。
In the same manner,
同样的，
the power to change lives is not in the prayer itself.
改变生命的能力不是在这个祈祷的里面，
but it is in Christ, our Lord and Savior.
也在我们的救主耶稣基督的里面。
So let our prayers be abiding in Christ also.
所以让我们祈祷，让我们的祈祷呢，是在基督的里面，是联合的。
Then it will bear fruit.
以致我哋能够结出好果子。
Paul's prayer reaffirms this organic relationship that God and His initiative set with His people.
保罗嘅祈祷再一次肯定神佢首先去嚟到我哋嘅当中，让我哋喺同佢里边有一个联合嘅生命。
For that reason, the fruit comes from the life of Christ flowing from your life, from your heart to the people around you.
所以呢个好果子由基督嗰度开始流进你嘅生命里边，并且流向其他人嘅当中。
Now all good works are the result of God working in us, both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
所有嘅喺我哋身上面嘅善工。都是神的工作。
And all these works were prepared beforehand by Christ according to Ephesians 2.
根据以弗所书第二章，这些好的善工都是由耶稣基督里面开始，并且是计划好的。
But therefore, because it is the work of God in us, in you,
因为这个是神的工作在我们里面和在你里面。
Increasing in the knowledge of God,points us back to Christ again.
当我们去神的知识智慧上面去增长的时候，都帮我们去指向耶稣基督。
As we are experiencing God Himself working in us, it reminds us what Jesus told us in John 14:9, saying, Whoever has seen me has seen the Father.
当我们看到神在我们身上工作的时候，就提醒我们在约翰福音里面所说的，耶稣基督说，凡是见到我的时候，就见到父神。
So whichever angle that you are looking from this prayer in today's passage, it points back or forward to Christ Himself.
所以这个祈祷无论在任何的角度去看，都是帮我们指向耶稣基督。
Are you in a positionof suffering in your spiritual life?
你的属灵生命 是不是在受苦的当中呢？
Let's look at our previous week. How were we in our spiritual walk?
我们看回过去的礼拜，我们的属灵生命是怎样呢？
Were you defeated by the schemes of Satan?
你是不是被撒旦的计谋是击倒呢？
Were you overtaken by your selfish ego more than God's commandment?
你是不是被你自己的骄傲自大去掩盖了呢？
Were you bearing fruits or were you not bearing fruits?
你是不是有结出果子呢？
Which one? Where are you?
你在哪里？
Now, growing in true knowledge of God is not about abstract theology.
在神的知识上面去增长，不是说一些抽象的神学的思想。
For that reason, verse 11 says, being strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might.
所以第十一节他就说，照他荣耀的权能，得以在各样的力上加力。
Now, personally, my previous week was just a crazy one.
刚刚我过去的礼拜是很疯狂的。
There were a lot going on, and I was notable to say that I was bearing good fruits.
唔好多事嘅发生，我唔可以话我系结紧好嘅果子。
But this specific verse encouraged me.
但系呢节嘅经文单单嘅系就已经去鼓励我。
Because when you read it, you kind of know that Paul already knew that this way of walking will not be easy.
因为单单看保罗这里这样讲的时候，就知道我们作为基督徒的生命是不容易的。
If your spiritual walk in the past week was so good that there was not a single hurdles or trials that you faced, then there must be a problem in that.
因为如果你过去一个礼拜你属灵的生命是很好，你没有面对任何挑战的时候，当中可能就有问题了。
Because our spiritual walk in Christ alone is not going to be easy in the steps of Christ Himself.
因为我们在基督里面这个属灵的生命 的行走的路程不是容易的。
And Paul knew that.
保罗知道。
And we should all know that.
我们每一个人都应该知道。
So Paul asks.
所以保罗问。
That God would enable believers, not with worldly strength, but according to his glorious might.
所以保罗去求神给基督徒不是地上的能力，而是他的能力是根据神的荣耀的权能。
And this is the resurrecting power that raised Jesus from the dead.
这个同样这个权能是将耶稣基督从死里面去复活。
And Paul is praying that believers would experience this power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead in their suffering and in their own trials.
所以保罗为信徒祈祷，就是说同样的能力将耶稣基督从死里面复活，让这些能力在信徒的生命上面，当他们面对困难，面对试探的时候，同样有这个能力。
Once again, if we are to receive this word by mere knowledge, then we're only halfway there.
如果我们接受这个话语只是一个知识的时候，我们只是走了一半而已。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢?
That means there will be one day you will apply this word into your daily life.
就是说有一天你会将这个话语应用在你每一天的生命上。
There will be one day where you, in union with Christ, will go through suffering and need strength.
因为有一天你与基督的联合是让你会经历困难和痛苦。
When that comes, where would you look for your strength?
当那一天来到的时候，你去哪里再找你的力量呢?
Where would you find more powerful and more sustaining strength other than the one that raised Jesus from the dead?
如果你不在神里面去找那个能力，这个将基督从死里复活的能力的时候，你还在哪里找到这种能力呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
the strength that takes us to overcome death can only be found in the resurrection power of Christ.
这个能够帮我们战胜死亡的能力，只可以从耶稣基督的复活的里面找到。
The only strength that can lead us out of your sinful nature is from Christ alone.
这个能力将你能够将你从你的罪里面去拯救出来的时候，只可以在基督里面找到。
It's not in your experience.
不是在你的经历上面。
It's not in our self-exaltation.
不是在我们的自大的当中。
But it is in Christ as we are united with the suffering servant.
是当单单藉着同这个受苦的仆人耶稣基督联合的时候，
Only the strength that we receive as we are united to the suffering servant can lead us out of death and sin.
是唯一同这个受苦的仆人联合的时候，能够将我们从死里面去引领出来。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
What is more striking is in verse 11.
更加让我们惊讶的就是说其余的十一节的下半部。
Paul is saying that Paul is praying that you may be endured with joy.
他说好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
These are not natural companions. Endurance, patience with joy.
忍耐和喜乐不是自自然然的就会走在一起。
Try to teach that to our children.
尝试去教这件事给我们的孩子。
Yet when our strength comes from Christ,
但当我们的能力力量是来自基督的时候，
we can endure hardship and even suffer well with joy.
我们就能够去忍耐，纵使是困难痛苦的时候，我们仍然有喜乐。
Because we are not rooted in the circumstances themselves, but in Christ.
因为我们的根不是连在我们的处境上面，而是在基督上里面。
Hebrews 12:2 says this, For the joy set before him, He endured the cross.
希伯来书十二章二节佢话：因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱。
For the joy that was set before him, he was able to take all of our sins upon his shoulder to die on the cross with joy.
因为摆喺耶稣基督面前嘅喜乐，以致耶稣基督能够忍耐呢个痛苦，并且死喺十字架上边，为我哋嘅罪而死。
Paul is praying.For these Christians to endure in Christ-like way.
保罗是为这些的信徒去祈祷，让他们能够好像耶稣基督这样去忍耐。
The only way to do that is to root our joy not in our circumstances, but in Christ.
唯一的能够做到的就是说，将我们的喜乐是建基在耶稣基督身上，不是建基在我们的处境上面。
That's the reason why Paul was able to write all these letters even though he was in a prison.
所以保罗能够写这些书信，纵使他是在一个监狱的里面。
Brothers and sisters, what is your joy that is laid before you?
弟兄姊妹，摆在你面前的喜乐是什么呢？
Are those your circumstances in this world?
是不是在这个世界上面你的处境呢？
Or is it the eternal Son of God, Jesus your Savior?
还是系呢个神嘅儿子，你嘅救主耶稣基督咧
？So when we walk in a manner worthy of the Lord，
当我哋嘅行事为人系配得起主嘅时候
，we bear fruits，
我哋结出果子
；we increase the knowledge of God，
我哋喺认识神上面更加增长
；we receive our might from God Himself，
我哋从神里边得到力量
；and we should be able to endure and with patience with joy。
我们能够忍耐，能够去宽容的，让我当中有喜乐。
And verse 12 tells us that we would be also giving thanks to God.
而第十二节我们说，同时的我们会去感谢神。
Who has qualified us?
是叫我们得到这个这个身份。
In other words, we do not qualify ourselves.
换句话说，我们不是给我们自己这个身份。
It is God the Father who qualifies us.Through the work of the Son and by the application of the Spirit.
是感谢父叫我们能够与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Because Jesus is our righteousness, 1 Corinthians 1.
哥林多前书一章，他说耶稣基督就是我们的公义。
And he is our justification.
他是我们能够称义的。
And he is the reason the Father can declare us his sons and daughters.
同埋佢系嗰个原因，以致父神能够称呼我哋系佢嘅儿女。
We do not qualify ourselves to become God's son and daughters. It has to be an invitation by God.
呢个唔系由我哋起始话我哋系神嘅儿女，而呢个样嘢首先系要由神开始称我哋为佢嘅儿女。
For that reason,
因为呢个原因
，our inheritance in heavenly kingdom.Comes only because Christ has merited all of them on our behalf.
就是因为这样的原因，所以我们在天上的基业是因为耶稣基督他将这个身份去给我们。
In Paul's gospel-centered prayer, once again, pointing the Colossian church to what Christ has shown in his earthly ministry, which is God's grace.
再一次，保罗这个以福音为中心的祈祷，是帮这个信徒指向耶稣基督在地上的工作。
And in that grace manifested in Christ,
这个恩典在耶稣基督里面去彰显出来。
And in that thanksgiving,
在这个感恩上面,
we proclaim a shout of victory in verse 13.
在十三节，我哋能够去宣称我哋得到呢个胜利。
Now, a lot of theologians have said that this verse is the climax of Paul's prayer.
好多嘅神学家话呢一节嘅经文就系保罗呢个祈祷里边嘅高潮。
Here we see that Christ has not merely helped us or set us an example to follow, but he has rescued us.
呢个喺里边睇到基督唔系只系我哋一个榜样我们要去跟随，而是耶稣基督去拯救了我们。
He rescued us from the dominion of sin.
耶稣基督让我们从罪的辖制里面去拯救出来。
He rescued you from the dominion of sin.
佢將你從呢個罪嘅限制裏邊去拯救出嚟。
What does that mean?
係咩意思咧？
That means you have been transferred from the dominion of sin into the kingdom of God.
又即係話你已經從呢個罪嘅黑暗嘅權勢裏邊去走出嚟，去遷去佢愛子嘅國度嘅裏邊。
Jesus, the light of the world, enters into your darkness to bring you out.
耶稣基督这个世界的光进入你的黑暗里面，将你从黑暗里面拯救出来。
And when God puts his eyes on your heart, you cannot resist him.
当神去望着你，看到你心里面的黑暗的时候，你不能够抗拒他。
Because of your sin, because of my sin, God had to put Jesus on that cross.
因为你的罪，因为我的罪，神要将耶稣基督摆在这个十字架上面。
For you to have the new identity,
以致你能有一个身份，新的身份。
For you to have victory,
让你能够得到这个胜利。
For you to become more like Christ,
让你能够更加像耶稣基督。
When God transferred you from the dominion of sin into his light,
当神将你从这个黑暗的权势里面去迁到他的国里面，
There's a change in ownership,
有一个拥有权的改变。
There's change in identity,
有一个身份的改变。
And there's change in allegiance.
有个忠诚的改变。
Only Jesus has that authority and power to transfer sinners into his kingdom.
只有耶稣基督先至有这个权力权能，将罪人去迁到他的国度里面。
When we stand before the judgment seat of God,
当我们站在神的审判台前边，
the question is this,
这个问题就在这里。
Whose kingdom do you represent?
你是代表哪一个的国度呢？
Are you still under the old Adam in whom you sinned? Or are you now under the new Adam in grace?
你是不是仍然是在那个旧的亚当里面，在犯罪里面，还是是你的新的亚当在恩典的里面？
Only in Jesus our Christ we have been redeemed through his blood.
单单在耶稣基督的里面，我们藉着他的宝血得到拯救。
That's verse 14.
是第十四节。
We have redemption.
我们有这个救赎。
We have forgiveness of sins.
我们有罪的得赦。
And that's the heart of the gospel.
这个就是福音的中心。
But we live daily life without realizing again and again and again our sins are forgiven.
但我们每一天过的生活，一次又一次的忘记了我们的罪已经得到赦免。
We are defeated by this world every day as if we are not saved. We do not have the victory.
我们每一天都觉得很失败，好像我们没有得到这个胜利一样。
We walk in a manner that almost nullifies the price that Jesus paid for us.
我们行一个生命，活一个生命，好像就是去否定了耶稣基督，他已经为我们献上了这个的代价。
We show ourselves to this world as if Jesus' death is not our freedom.
我们让这个世界看到我们的生命好像耶稣基督的死并没有使我们得到自由。
We act and we plan and we execute as if our debt is not cancelled.
我们所行的行事为人，我们所筹划的好像我们的债都没有得到赦免。
For that reason, Paul with a pastoral heart prays for the Colossian church.
所以保罗有一个牧者的心肠，他为哥罗西教会去祈祷。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Paul's prayer is not merely for the Colossian church.
保罗的祈祷不是单单只是为
It is for every believer in every day.
是为信每一位的信徒每一日。
When we seek spiritual wisdom,
当我们寻求属灵的智慧的时候，
I pray that the Spirit illuminate the Word and reveals Christ into your heart.
我祈祷这个圣灵去光照你的心，让你看到神的话语。
When we strive to walk worthily.
让我哋当我哋去上喺地上边去生活去行出嚟嘅时候
，pray that Christ would guide your steps by His Spirit.
我哋祈祷耶稣基督正住佢嘅圣灵去引导你每一步。
When you bear fruits,
当你去结出果子嘅时候
，I pray that Christ would overflow in your life.
我祈祷耶稣基督从你嘅生命里边去彰显出嚟
，shaping your speech.Your deed and even your character.
去无做你的行事，无做你的言语，甚至乎你的性格。
This I pray for all of us this morning, including myself.
我今日是这样为你们每一位和我自己这样祈祷。
We pray that our hearts may be inclined to walk in a worthy manner of the Lord.
愿我们的心是更加去趋向于让我们行事为人，是配得起主。
When trials come and endurance is required in your life,
我祈祷当试炼来到的时候，而你需要有这个忍耐的时候，
I pray that the Spirit would remind you of Christ's suffering and comfort you with His presence.
我祈祷这个圣灵能够去提醒你，安慰你在祂的同在里面。
When we feel guilty,
当我们觉得有内疚的时候，
I pray that Christ would once again declare His forgiveness and righteousness over you.
我祈祷耶稣基督再一次向你宣讲，你的罪已经得到赦免，祂的公义已经在你的身上。
And I pray that the Spirit may conform you into His image day by day.
我祈祷这个圣灵能够每一日的去改变你，更加像耶稣基督。
Now I want to conclude with this one very specific nature of Paul's prayer.
最后我想总结的时候是讲到保罗这个祈祷里面其中一个最特别的特质。
Now the prayer that changes lives is a Trinitarian prayer.
这个改变生命的祈祷是一个三位一体的祈祷。
It must be addressed to the Father.
是要向神去祈祷。
It must be dependent on the works of Christ.
是依靠耶稣基督的工作。
And it must be applied by the power of the Holy Spirit in His wisdom.
并且是藉着圣灵的大能在祂的智慧上面应用在我们身上。
In that prayer, we would point and look to Christ who fulfills our prayer for us.
这个祈祷帮我们去指向耶稣基督，祂为我们去成就了这个祈祷。
As the wisdom of God,
神的智慧。
Christ teaches us and shows us how to live.
神，祂教导我们，帮我们，给我们看到我们应该怎样过活。
As the resurrected Lord,
作为一个复活了的主，
Christ is the source of your strength.
神，耶稣基督是你力量的泉源。
As a suffering Savior,
作为一个受苦的救主，
Christ is your endurance and patience with faith.And joy.
祂是你的忍耐，你的喜乐。
As the Redeemer and King,
作为一个救赎者和王。
He transferred us into light and forgives our sins and reconciles us to God.
祂将我们从黑暗里面迁到光明的当中。
To pray this prayer faithfully,
我们信实的去，忠心的去这样祈祷。
Is to pray.In Christ.
就在基督里面去祈祷。
In that way we may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
这样我们就能在行事为人上面能够配得起主。
Not by your strength.
不是靠你自己的力量。
But by His grace.
是靠祂的恩典。
Through His Spirit.
藉着祂的圣灵。
For the glory of God the Father.
为神的荣耀。
May this be our prayer.
愿意这个是我们的祈祷
shaped by His gospel,
让你的福音去塑造我们
changes our way we walk,
改变我们的行事为人
only for the glory of God,
是单单为神的荣耀
let us pray,
我们祈祷
Dear Heavenly Father God,
天上父神
we thank you for teaching us the form of prayer that Paul has prayed,For the Colossians church.
感谢你教导我们保罗怎样为这个哥罗西教会祈祷。
Lord, I pray that we may increase in the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
主要让我们在属灵的五性智慧上面更加多的认识神。
As we have Christ in our center,
因为基督在我们的心里面
中心。We pray that we would walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
愿意我们的行事为人是配得起主。
That we would continuously bear fruit in every good work.
在我们的善工上面能够结出果子。
That we would continue to increase in the knowledge of God that pleases you.
我们是能够更深的认识你，是能够取悦你。
That we would be able to endure and suffer with patience, with great joy, because it is your glorious might strengthens us.
让我们能够在困难里面能够宽容的、喜乐的去忍耐，因为你的力量呢帮助我们这样做。
And we continue to give thanks to the Father because it is you who qualified us to share in the inheritance.
让我们去继续去感谢你，因为是你叫我们同其他的使徒能够同得天上的基业。
And we continue to walk this life, knowing that Jesus has delivered us from the dominion of sin.
让我们能够继续在地上去行出来，因为知道耶稣基督已经将我们从黑暗里面迁到祂的光明的国度里面。
And we pray that we would always remember we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins in Christ Jesus alone.
让我们能够时常的记住，我们已经能够在基督里面，唯一靠着基督能够得到这个罪的赦免和拯救。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。